What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our penultimate Dark Realms for Season 22. And, of course, from Season 23, with our still-to-be-confirmed changes, well, I know what they are, and you're shortly about to find out. We're going to cut Dark Realms down to 2 episodes a month so we don't oversaturate you and lose your interest. And I know a lot of you may think, well, we enjoy those shows. They don't lose our interest at all. But believe me, it's been proven, we've done surveys, and those results show that oversaturation can very quickly kill a podcast. And the last thing I want to do is kill what you guys have created. Sometimes, because this show and our fan base and you guys and your input and how we've evolved the show, how all that came together over a series of seasons, we can forget just how far the show has come. And I took a step back the other day, I listened to another show that I really like, and I realized how much it was the same from when I first listened, which I really enjoy. But it did make me realize that I'm really happy with the amount of say and control you guys have in our show. Because it's kind of unique out there in podcast land. There aren't many shows that are truly produced by the audience. But I am proud beyond belief to say this is our own niche, our own corner of podcasting, and these changes will do it justice, if your feedback's anything to go by. But we are here, of course, for Dark Realms. Now, today's Dark Realms is rather unique from what we've covered. Not necessarily in what it is, because it's an old abandoned asylum, and we've covered many of them. However, this particular Dark Realm does not look to monetize on what it formerly was. It reminds me, from a human to building form, if you forgive that bad analogy, of Roland Doe, the real boy from The Exorcist, choosing not to ever reveal himself and cash in on such a horrifying experience. And as we all know, in today's society, that is a very, very rare thing. And today's Dark Realm is Rockwood Asylum on the quiet shores of Lake Ontario, Canada. Because sat on the banks of one of Canada's most famous lakes stands the decaying structure known as Rockwood Asylum, once a progressive institution for the criminally insane, now whispered about as one of Canada's most disturbing haunted locations. Its origins stretch back to 1859, when inmates from Kingston Penitentiary were forced to construct the building themselves. By the time the first patients arrived in 1862, the asylum was still unfinished. Therefore, instead of putting the men elsewhere, the men were housed in partially built wings. Women were confined to converted stables nearby. From the very beginning, Rockwood's promise of humane treatment was undermined by cruelty, incompetence, and secrecy. Its first superintendent, Dr. John Litchfield, was later exposed as an impostor. He had no legitimate medical qualifications, and under his watch, patients were subjected to brutal practices. Bloodletting, blistering, forced sedation. Not as treatment, but as control. Screams would echo through the stone corridors that were designed to heal. Though later doctors would attempt reform, the darkness lingered. In 1885, Superintendent Dr. William Metcalf was violently murdered by a psychotic patient who had fused two table knives into a single weapon. The shock rippled far beyond the asylum's walls. Death, it seemed, had claimed one of Rockwood's few hopeful figures, and maybe bound him there forever. Renamed Penrose Hospital in the 20th century, the institution eventually closed in 2000. It now stands abandoned, its windows black, its halls silent. Except, some say, they are not silent at all. According to legend, Rockwood harbors multiple restless spirits, and on today's episode we will meet three of the most terrifying, each more disturbing than the last. And we begin our look at this trio of macabre specters with the ghost of the murdered doctor. Whispers lingered in the halls of Rockwood's administration wing late into the 1990s. The ghost of the doctor, by most accounts, is the revenant of Dr. William Metcalf, the very medical superintendent who tried to reform Rockwood in the 1880s and met a violent end at the hands of an inmate. One late autumn evening in 1885, Metcalf made his rounds, unaware that a paranoid patient lay in wait with a shank fashioned out of two kitchen knives. The attack was serious, sudden, and ferocious, and Dr. Metcalf staggered out, mortally wounded, succumbing to his injuries 3 days later. The murder shocked the Victorian society. A doctor killed by a lunatic he sought to cure. And with it, it imprinted Rockwood's stones with tragedy. Some say it also bound the good doctor's soul to this dark place forever. Both visitors and night guards have reported seeing a solitary man in 19th century attire wandering the corridors. Tall, thin, carrying what looks like a medical bag. Doors found locked the night before will be discovered stood open by morning. Footsteps are heard echoing in the empty wings. One witness describes seeing a figure stood at the other end of a hallway, illuminated briefly by moonlight, before vanishing entirely. Others claim a figure appears in the top dormer window late at night, pacing, stopping, turning, pacing, stopping, turning, as though in deep thought about something no one will ever know. One former guard said, "You get the sense he's still working, still checking, still trying to fix what he couldn't in life." Those who do encounter him often report a deep, crushing sadness, a feeling of unfinished duty, one that clings long after the figure fades. And as usual on Dark Realms, we now step it up a gear because this second spirit is far less forgiving. It's the phantom nurse of the women's wing. Known simply as the nurse, said to haunt the former woman's ward, she had a life that was believed to be a devoted caretaker during Rockwood's earliest and most overcrowded years, tending to dozens of patients in deplorable conditions. She was rumoured to be kind, but harried. It's believed the nurse's name was Carrie, serving during the asylum's grimmest years. With female patients housed in overcrowded converted stables until 1868, Nurse Carrie had the impossible task of caring for dozens of disturbed women in woeful conditions. Legends differ on her fate. Some say she succumbed to an illness born of stress and overwork. Others whisper she took her own life one desperate winter night, unable to bear the screams echoing off the stone walls any longer.
Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so it can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to Mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off.
Does anyone really know what hormones do? There's so much talk about women's hormonal health, but most women are left even more confused about what it means for them and what to do about it. Let's leave that confusion behind as we head into the holiday season. Hormone Harmony is a game changer for women struggling with hormonal imbalances that leave them exhausted both physically and mentally. It only contains science-based ingredients that bring back comfort, energy, clarity, confidence, and a sense of balance. Perfect for enjoying the holidays and heading into the new year energized. You've heard me talk about them before, and Happy Mammoth, the company behind this phenomenal formula, has helped over 2.4 million women get their lives back and feel like themselves again after years or even decades of hormonal imbalances. The company surveyed 1,831 women to see how Hormone Harmony helped them, and the results are mind-blowing. 86% of women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and 100% say they feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony has over 50,000 raving reviews from women all over the world, with 98% of them saying they gladly recommend it to friends and family. This holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. Because for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout.
Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
The spirit of Nurse Carrie appears in traditional nurse's uniform. Stiff apron, posture rigid, eyes cold. Unlike the doctor, she does not wander. She guards. People who enter the women's wing report an immediate change in the atmosphere. A sudden drop in temperature. The scent of antiseptic. The unmistakable feeling of being watched. Several have described seeing her, stood in doorways, silently observing. Those who meet her gaze often flee. One investigator recalled, "It wasn't fear exactly. It was authority. Like being told, you don't belong here." Others claim to have heard a woman's voice sharply command, "Out!" Indeed, more than one trespasser has fled in terror after peeking into a dark room and finding a matronly figure glaring straight back. In one account, a pair of local historians sneaked into the women's wing with torches. They reported that a disembodied female voice hissed, "Out!" from the shadows. A moment later, an old metal gurney down the hall rolled a few inches on its own, as if angrily pushed by unseen hands. Those two intruders didn't wait for a second warning. They ran. Convinced old Nurse Carrie was expelling them from her domain. Yet others have described her as a gentle soul. One who has tucked in lone visitors who dared nap inside, even whispering lullabies that echo faintly in the night. But just as often, the stories turn dark. Unexpected cold touches on the shoulder, phantom footsteps pacing angrily towards you at midnight, and the feeling of intense scrutiny, as though a pair of unseen eyes are following your every move. And our final and most harrowing legend is saved for last. The tale of the tormented inmate. Sometimes simply called the Screaming Man of Rockwood. Unlike the doctor and the nurse, this spirit's identity is somewhat murky. Perhaps a composite of the many wretched souls who perished here. Some say he was one of Rockwood's original convicts, a murderer driven mad by guilt. Others say he was a young patient, subjected to crude experimental surgery, a failed lobotomy, one who died in pure agony. But all the stories agree on one point. The rage, the pain surrounding this ghost are palpable, and encounters with it are truly bone-chilling. The spirit is associated with violent disturbances. Footsteps chase visitors through empty corridors, cell doors slam, objects move without warning. Of a night, blood-curdling screams have been heard echoing through the structure. Raw, inhuman cries of agony. Some claim to hear piano music drifting from abandoned rooms, despite no instrument remaining. But indeed, Rockwood once had a music room. The asylum boasted a 14-piece orchestra in the 19th century. And locals swear they've heard faint, discordant piano notes clinking from those abandoned halls on winter nights. A chilling account tells of two explorers who attempted to stay overnight in a former high-security ward. At 3 a.m., they hear a soft male voice sing a lullaby. When they spoke out loud, the singing stopped, replaced by a furious shout, "Get out!" Lights flickered, the temperature plummeted, and they ran. Later, audio recordings revealed something far worse. A whisper beneath the shout, repeating over and over
Leave. Leave.
Whether one believes these accounts or not, the tale of the tormented inmate underscores Rockwood's enduring reputation. A place where suffering lingers tangibly. Every unexplained gust, every thud in an empty room, may well be the sign of that wrathful soul still howling against fate. And if you ever find yourself near Rockwood Asylum on a lonely night, do listen closely. You may catch the faint echo of footsteps behind you. Maybe the distant, anguished cry carrying on the wind. A reminder that some spirits, broken in life, return in death with a terrifying strength. The asylum stands today as a monument to a darker past. Its limestone walls, soaked in over a century of desperation, death, and despair. From the grieving doctor pacing the halls, to the vigilant nurse guarding her charges, to the raging inmate who cannot let go. The legends of Rockwood's ghosts continue to captivate and terrify. These stories blend history and folklore, teaching us about the very real horrors of early mental health treatment, even as they send shivers down our spines. Unlike many dark realms we've featured, Rockwood shies away from publicity. If you're after a fun, haunted experience, seriously, stay away. After all, in the hush of twilight, especially at Rockwood, it's history and the supernatural that walk hand in hand in this truly dark realm. Thank you all for taking the time to join me today, and I cannot wait to speak to you for our Dark Realms finale next week. Until then, stay safe.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.